Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, October 27th. You'll be interested to know, 121 years ago, today in 1904, the New York subway opened, carrying passengers beneath the city for the first time and linking neighborhoods with rapid electric trains. This milestone transformed urban mobility by making daily commutes faster, spurring city growth, and setting a model for modern metropolitan transit systems. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 32 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:41 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:12. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 51 and a light north wind around 7. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 40 and a continued gentle north breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 9:30 with a high tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 53 and a north wind around 7 to 12 miles per hour with a chance of rain showers after 11 a.m. Showers remain possible through Wednesday night with lows falling to the low 40s and northeast to north winds around 8 to 12 miles per hour. Rain becomes more likely Thursday night into Friday with highs in the mid to upper 50s and east winds around 10 to 14 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston's recent zoning changes, which allow for taller skyscrapers downtown, may cast detrimental shadows over the historic cherry blossoms, weeping willows, and tulips in the public garden, according to advocates. Leslie Adam, board chair of Friends of the Public Garden, argued that the existing shadow laws, designed to protect these iconic parks, are inadequate against the new, taller buildings. While city planning staff maintain that new developments will undergo thorough reviews, Adam emphasized the need for updated sunshine modeling to safeguard the parks for future generations. Despite pushback from local organizations, the Boston Zoning Commission unanimously approved these changes, which aim to boost housing density and support the downtown economy. Now on to sports. Yoshinobu Yamamoto has become baseball's $325 million pitcher, and he might actually be underpaid. The Los Angeles Dodgers signed him to the largest contract ever for a pitcher, despite him having never pitched in American baseball. After 2 years, he has established himself as one of the top starters in the sport, proving to be an ace. His recent performance included a complete game in the World Series, leading the Dodgers to a 5-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. Yamamoto's impressive back-to-back complete games have reignited the classic definition of a starting pitcher. And tonight, it's Game 3 of the World Series in Los Angeles, with Scherzer facing Glasnow. First pitch is at 8 Eastern on Fox. Last night, on Sunday Night Football, the Packers beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh, 35-25. Jordan Love was 29 for 37, with 360 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, no interceptions. Aaron Rodgers was 24 for 36, with 219 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, no interception. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, it's the 3-4 Commanders at the 4-3 Chiefs, starting at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN. The Chiefs are favored by 11.5, with the over-under set at 47.5. In local sports, the Celtics faced off against the Detroit Pistons in an exciting game, but ultimately fell short, losing 119-113 on Sunday. Cade Cunningham led Detroit with 25 points, while Jalen Duren contributed 24. Jaylen Brown was spectacular for Boston, scoring 41 points, as the Celtics initially led by as much as 17. Despite a strong effort, Boston allowed Detroit to score 70 points across the second and third periods. The Celtics have now lost their first 3 games, grappling with injuries and roster changes. Tonight, the Seas will take on New Orleans. And yesterday afternoon, the Patriots destroyed the Browns in Foxborough 32-13. Drake May was 18 for 24, with 282 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, and 1 interception. Dylan Gabriel was 21 for 35, with 156 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Next Sunday afternoon, the 6-2 Patriots take on the 3-4 Falcons at the Razor. Our New England Patriots remain in sole possession of first place in the AFC East. In top news, experts suggest introducing peanut products to infants to help reduce the risk of developing peanut allergies. A recent study published in the journal Pediatrics indicates that feeding peanut products to infants is associated with a 43% lower risk of these allergies. Researchers analyzed medical records of about 120,000 children under 3 years old. Guidelines have shifted over the past decade, now recommending earlier introduction of peanut-containing foods. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases advises starting with a small diluted amount. Parents should observe for allergic reactions, which can include hives or gastrointestinal discomfort. In business news, the week ahead for investors will be jam-packed with the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate decision, a rush of corporate earnings results, and a crucial sit-down between President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping. Stocks closed the week at record highs as inflation pressures moderated in September, keeping the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates this coming Wednesday. September's Consumer Price Index printed at 3%, slightly elevated from August's 2.9% rate. Along with the Fed's interest rate decision, key data on consumer confidence is set for release on Tuesday. Investors will be closely watching corporate earnings results from major companies, including Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% over the weekend to $115,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over $4,200. And XRP is up 9% to $2.66. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The internet is a fragile system holding the modern world together, and experts warn that it could go offline due to various scenarios. A recent glitch at a data center in the U.S. state of Virginia highlighted this vulnerability. Potential threats range from bad luck and targeted attacks to severe weather taking out key data centers. The ultimate risk could stem from a cascading error in the decades-old protocols that support the internet. If a major data center were compromised, familiar services could vanish, leaving users grappling with outdated methods like writing checks. Experts caution that while the internet may still function, it would look very different without major providers. And in entertainment news, 50 Cent defends himself after receiving backlash for using generative artificial intelligence to turn two of his classic songs into Motown records. Artists are divided over the use of generative artificial intelligence in music. Fenna believes it is inevitable and wants to sign an artificial intelligence artist. Will.i.am envisions artificial intelligence creating versus battles between Jay-Z and Black Thought. Meanwhile, Hilani deeply dislikes this recent encouragement of artificial intelligence. However, 50 Cent feels that one cannot beat it, so it is better to join it. He recently transformed 21 Questions and God Gave Me Style into Motown-style records. Some found this post to be tacky, but he believes the quality is strong. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.